Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Stephen Quarterer. Stephen Quarterer is an entrepreneur with more than 12 years of strategic, financial, and operation experience in the technology and financial service industries. Stephen believes that the boxes that society puts us in are absurd, and if we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we can grow in ways that surprise us. He believes in the promise of technology, so long as we're clear-eyed about the peril of technology, and that we can choose a future grounded in compassion, in equity, and in love. It's through this passion that he founded Thought Experiment and created the Hetero app, a sexuality and gender-inclusive platform that empowers consenting adults to connect. It's Stephen's hope that through the spaces we collectively create, it will enable us to experience, experiment, and grow together. Well, good afternoon, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is so exciting. I'm glad we got to connect through your agency and really jump on here to share some exciting things that you're doing, brilliant things that you've accomplished in your career here. So we're going to jump into the questions, Stephen. You've got quite the career in finance operations as a senior executive, and now you're the founder and CEO of Thought Experiment and the creator of the Hetero app, an exclusive platform that empowers consenting adults to connect. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, I think what sort of brought me to this place in my career, I think it really started with kind of a passion for solving difficult challenges that manifested a number of different ways in the various places that I've worked. In financial services, I joined a group called Firmwide Strategy at Goldman Sachs, and it was sort of tasked with dealing with whatever emergent issues or challenges that the executive team there faced. And that was a pretty interesting space, I think, to start my career. And it did sort of, point out to me that I really enjoyed solving problems, but I felt that there was something lacking there. And it was that I wanted to build something. I wanted to help build an enterprise that overcame challenges. And that really drew me in two ways. It drew me into the entrepreneurial space, and it also drew me into the technology space because, technology is obviously, as we know, constantly evolving, and it's a tool that can be used to build new futures, build new outcomes that are kind of different than our normal course, and can do it at scale, and can do it in a way that can really reshape the future and the world that we live in. And as my career developed, I really started to focus on what type of problems I wanted to solve. I think that we live in a world that is facing a crisis in a lot of different dimensions, whether that's political crisis, environmental crisis, you name it. And that's really what started to animate me and motivate me. And that's what really motivated me to go off and start my own business, and particularly to focus on an area that I think is really, really in dire need of systemic shift and systemic change. And that's around the the sex industry, the sex tech industry, particularly the stigma that's applied to people in this space, to educators in this space, to advocates in this space. And I firmly believe that we need to build a new future. And that was the genesis for creating Thought Experiment and for creating Hetero. And so that passion took me to this place today. And it's something that, I've recognized in working with people in this community that there's just a really great need for it. And I think it's in diving into the technology space for Hetero and for Thought Experiment that I've come to realize that the need goes well beyond tech, because tech can be an enabling function, but it can also be an inhibiting function as well. And I think that's what we're seeing in the domain that I'm in, where the technology exists to enable a better future, but it's not being utilized in such a way as to do that. And I think specifically, big tech has served to censor a lot of people who are trying to create positive change in the sex tech space and the sexual education and advocacy space. And that's something that has really, really generated passion for me. And it's really taken me to this point in my career. So I think that that's really, if I had to sum up what's brought me where I am, it's sort of looking to solve problems, to work with the community, to overcome challenges, building with technology. But now I'm realizing to help shift and change the way that we actually utilize technology to create positive outcomes in the world.
That's awesome. That was really, you talked about, and it's time for us to disrupt, especially big tech. They not only censor, the space, the industry that you're in today, but also many others. And I think it's time people wake up and really let us be creative. Let us get out there and do what we want to do best to help others, right? And having these biases or these being censored, it does not help anybody. So thank you for sharing that. So Stephen, let's talk about the pandemic just a little bit here on this lockdown, right? Did that contribute or hinder to your success? And what are your plans going forward for continued growth?
Yeah, I think that the pandemic, personally for me, it was a reflection point. I came up with this notion of thought experiment and of hetero. And actually, it was in January of 2020. And obviously the pandemic, and I was working sort of diligently towards this outcome, and the pandemic sort of hit me as it did everyone else, seemingly out of nowhere. And it obviously disrupted my life in a very meaningful way, as it did for all of us. And I think that as it did for many, for me, it caused sort of several profound moments of introspection and awareness of the world around us. Suddenly all of these aspects of our day-to-day lives that we thought were immutable, that were not going to change, changed in a heartbeat. And that takes really all forms, the way that we work day-to-day, the way that we connect with other people, it changed for good and for bad. And what I think it did in addition to that was sort of helped us see the world as it was, right? Like we saw how broken the system was on so many levels, whether it was who had access to healthcare, who had access to information as to what was true with regards to the pandemic, what was, who did we trust and who was actively railing against trusted sources of science and information for political gain. It took the blinders off in a lot of respects. And so that was sort of my personal journey. As it related to my business, I think it was, profoundly impacted in precisely those ways as well, right? I think it's caused people to question the norms that we've held, and specifically to question, are these norms healthy? Are they good? Do they serve us? And I think as it relates to my industry, in my space, which is so ensconced in stigma, it's caused people to look at that and say, well, what's the rationale behind this stigma? And I firmly, personally believe that, stigma for consenting sex is related to power hierarchies and not social mores and not right or wrong. And I think that I'm not the only one that's looked at that and many other norms and said, this doesn't actually fit us. This doesn't actually fit our society. And so I think in that way, it created an opening for a business like mine to disrupt a space, to some extent with technology, but also just by existing, we're creating some disruption. And it's forced people to ask that question, is this harmful or is this helpful? And it's forced us to, or enabled us to look at that with a fresh set of eyes. So I think in that sense, it's really, really been transformational for me and for our business, as I think it has been and will continue to be for our society. Because I think these questions that we're asking ourselves, they don't go away, even if the pandemic does, even if magically COVID-19 is truly in the rearview mirror. The questions and the awareness that it's sort of shown us is going to persist. And I think that that's actually a good thing, because the system was broken before the pandemic. We just didn't see it quite so clearly.
You're right about that. And I think the pandemic, kind of a crisis like this, does kind of open up our eyes to other things that were not being addressed or being covered up in some cases, right? So thank you for sharing. So Stephen, this is a technology platform. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, I think what I find really fascinating is, one, we've seen a trend, over time of technology becoming more available. We're in an ever more digital world. Digital tools are becoming more available to people who may or may not have technical expertise. And I think that's part of the story for my business. The cost of creating digital technology, of building software, and of building fairly good software, if I may say so myself, has fallen. But at the same time, what hasn't changed, or what's sort of trended in the opposite direction, is what we talked about earlier, and that's who controls the systems on which the technology stack sits. And that's where I see a very clear emergent trend with crypto and with blockchain that can be truly disruptive, and I believe firmly will be disruptive over the next 10 to 15 years, where we take these two trends, right, where we take the increasing ubiquity of our digital infrastructure, and we place that on a truly decentralized platform. I think that's where we can see some radically different and some pretty exciting futures. And there are communities that are obviously focused on this, and I think the thing that's really exciting to me is it's not just kind of like the stereotypical, cis white, I am cisgendered and I am white, but I'm glad to see that the community is not sort of like your stereotypical San Francisco cis white male. This is a really broad-based movement that's being carried on by communities of people of all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities. And I think that's part of the beauty of it, that this is a decentralized platform where power doesn't necessarily flow in the ways that it has been for some time, including in the tech space. So I think that's the transformation that's yet to come. And that's the thing that I personally am quite excited about.
Thank you. Appreciate the share on that, Stephen. And moving into this last question, Stephen, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think the first thing that really helped me on this path was finding a community of people that were also either entrepreneurs or were looking to go on this journey. I think that was the transformational thing for me. I remember early on when I was in financial services and I wanted to make this transition, I was really kind of like at a loss as to how to do it. And it wasn't until I joined up with a few groups and found some friends that were either farther along in that path or were where I was on that path, that I could have a conversation with, that could point out to me, others that had gone on this journey or made mistakes that I was about to make or that I had made or that I could commiserate with. I think that was really, really essential for me to go along on this path. And then, once I was along the path, sort of trying to think about where my passions were and how I could build something that was, yes, a viable business that I think could survive on its own and had an opportunity to create an economically viable platform, but at the same time create the positive change that I was really, really passionate about. Because it's sort of trite to say, but this path can be really challenging and it can be lonely at times, even if you have community. And I think that passion, that reason that goes beyond an economic motivation is, in my opinion, essential. That's the thing that really gives you the fire to get up and make that change. Because sometimes that can be really hard because things are the way they are for a reason. So changing them, changing the status quo, takes energy and a little bit of passion, I think, really helps to get there.
You're absolutely right. And like I mentioned before, a lot of our guests on the show, hundreds of guests here, share some of your same sentiments around, you know, you have to have that passion to rise to the challenge and to be able to succeed in what you're doing. And so I do appreciate the share on that, Stephen. And Stephen, it was certainly a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Great. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Bye for now.